This podcast is for the brave hearts, the black sheep, the rebels. If you're willing to face your fears and optimize your time on this planet, you are among friends. This is the Erin Evans Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. If I had never met you, how would you describe yourself to me? We were chatting on the phone. Would you tell me about your job, your family of origin? Would you tell me about the tattoos that decorate your body, past experiences that shaped who you are? Would it be your hobbies, your passions? How would you describe yourself, and how would you depict who you are? Early on in life, we are told what we are good and not so good at. You're so smart. You're so funny. You're not good at details. You are a slow learner. Our teachers, our parental figures, begin to project an identity onto us. We start to embody the qualities even more of the things that we're good at, the things that we are identified with, and we might avoid the things that we've been told we're not so good at. Identity is defined as the characteristics or personality that determine who or what a person is. Characteristics such as baby bangs, a great laugh, muscular, athletic. Personality might be intelligence, determination, presence, a good listener. Another definition of identity is the condition of being the same. Yawn and no thank you. I believe that our identity is always up for renegotiation. We have a choice over what we identify with and what we claim ourselves to be. What is visible to the eye is our gender, race, age, personality, physical attributes, socioeconomical class, ethnicity, sexual orientation, our hobbies, and any titles we might have. But what is not visible to an onlooker, to a stranger, maybe even not our close friends, is our political stance, any illnesses or pains in the body. Whether we've experienced divorce, trauma, grief, our concept of self, whether it is inflated, deflated, or healthy, our expectations of ourselves and the world, any memories, our habits, and our knowledge. The truth about identity is it's who we believe we are, what we believe about ourselves. Identity is fluid, ever-changing, ever-evolving, based on what we're learning, who we're hanging out with, experiences we're having, and our passions. It is the lens through which we appraise and judge ourselves and the world at large. It also determines what we believe we deserve and what we believe we are capable of. I'll say that one more time. What we believe we deserve and what we believe we are capable of. If early on in life, someone told you, "You're not very smart, but you're really charismatic," that could stunt your identity at becoming intelligent, at learning. You would then put on a hat and determine yourself to be not that bright, but really interesting to be around. Your identity links you to who you are, who you once were, and who you might become. So your beliefs about yourself drive your long-term behavior. If I am very, very steeped in self-hatred or the belief that I'm not good enough, it will drive my long-term behavior, be it shirk away from connection or overperform in order to make up for the fact that below the surface, I don't like who I am. This is something that you can start to change, but it requires a lot of reflection and a lot of work. You could force yourself to write or eat healthy or meditate for a while, but if you don't change your identity, it won't lead to long-term traction. To simply say, I want to be a musician, not enough. I want to write a book, not deep enough. It's too surface level and wishy, and it will not lead to change. Where and when is an identity no longer serving us? At what point do we decide that we no longer fit in that box? Tom Rowland said, thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become habits, habits become character, character becomes your destiny. In there lies all the information that we need. What am I thinking about myself? And in turn, what am I then saying about myself, which creates an action which leads to a habit which becomes my identity, my future, what I believe I'm capable of, what I think I deserve. Your identity emerges out of your habits, how you wake up in the morning, where you spend your time gathering information. What do you pour yourself into? Some folks believe that we come into the world a clean slate and our preferences develop through life. I don't know. I see my child and I don't really think he came in a clean slate. I think he had natural aptitudes and pulls and direction that led him and is leading him into the person he's becoming. Every belief is learned and conditioned through experience. So our habits are really helpful because they help us embody an identity. Let's consider people who ride motorcycles. They're adventurous. People who ski or snowboard are athletic. People who journal are reflective. When you support your colleagues and friends, you are a leader. When you play guitar, you are a musician. To simply say, I am athletic, has no skin in the game. There needs to be an action or a habit tied to it to prove to yourself that you are that. The more you repeat a behavior, the more evidence you have of the new identity. Every action is a step toward your identity, your new identity. Each new habit gets you results and teaches you that you can trust yourself. So what is it that you want to shed and what is it that you want to become? Start to initiate a movement within yourself to figure out what you want to be, how you want to show up in the world. You might have a 3-word identity statement to tie you to the new habits to create the new identity. How do you anchor in your decision? You show up. You commit to the actions and habits that are going to drive you in the direction that you want to take. Let's say you want to be a leader. What actions can you take that a leader would take? They would be supportive. They would offer mentorship. They would read about different leadership styles. And every day you take one small step in the direction of leadership, of acknowledging someone's strengths and giving them a push to become even more talented at what they're good at. Your identity is whatever the heck you want it to be. Your past does not determine your future, and this is really cool. I never want anyone to put me in a box. I want to continue to change and evolve and become who I'm meant to become. Today, make a decision. What is your new identity? Take two action steps daily, stepping toward the next evolution of the magnificent you. I love you a lot. Let's blow our own minds.